See, I didn't experience my dad and my mom being on drugs. I just knew, like, something was wrong. I didn't see my mom nodding out. I didn't see my dad smoking. I didn't see none of that. What I did see was my mom always with alcohol. It affected me personally because I wasn't raised with my parents. And that was a big part of my issue growing up. I wanted to be raised with my parents. Being taken away from my mom, and it's crazy because I'm 41 and this happened when I was 2. And I remember the day, me being taken away from my mom to go live with my grandma because of drugs, I still didn't quite understand. Like I said, I never seen my parents on any drug. I never seen my mom nodding out. I never seen my father using drugs. Most of my life, I seen my dad clean. It was my mom who, you know, I saw with the bottle, and she always had it in her back pocket all the time. She even had a name for it. But you talking, that's really mostly what I remember. 1992 or 1993, I was sexually molested by an older cousin. And it happened for about 6 straight summers. I would go, it would be my turn to take a shower. And when he heard the water stop running, he would come upstairs and he would rub his penis on me until he came. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what was happening. But in my brain, as this 6, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, I knew this was wrong. I knew this was wrong. For one, we were family. And he was a grown man. But I continued to let him do it almost every day, the whole summer, for 6, 7 years. I'm only saying it now because when we were younger, my grandmother used to always tell me and my sister, she didn't let us sit on no man's lap. She didn't let us let them kiss us. She barely even let them hug us. And that even went for my own father. But she did tell us when we were younger, and I'll never forget. She always said, if somebody did something to us, she would kill them. And we believed her. I believed her so much that I kept that secret. However, it hurt me that I didn't have anyone that I can tell. For one, I thought I wouldn't be believed. For two, I didn't know who to trust because if my own cousin could do this to me, who else could do it to me? And I didn't tell my grandmother because I didn't want me and my sister to be separated. My sister was all I knew. My grandmother was all I knew. So that's why I never told anyone until I was 32 and I told my sister. She was the first person I told.
Paragon 7 Studios.
What's up, Oost? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.